Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. Jonas Munnist directs the Center on Climate, Energy, Environment, and Economics at Carolina's School of Law. He is focused on aligning energy policy and environmental goals. He's also studying how decisions we make today will influence the future.
A major project that we have at CE3 right now is focusing on how electricity sector competition is changing and how states could harness some of those changes to deliver benefits to consumers in terms of lower energy prices, but also benefits to consumers in terms of better environmental outcomes, so reducing the environmental impact of the electricity sector. So generally, we think of competition as delivering lower prices. As long as a company doesn't have too much control over the market, then consumers would have multiple choices. So if one company is charging prices that are too high, they have other options. In the early 1900s, states treated electric utilities as natural monopolies. So states made the determination that having multiple companies building large centralized power plants and running their own power lines from those power plants to our homes and businesses would actually result in higher costs for consumers rather than lower costs. So that's what's called a natural monopoly. So the states treated those as monopolies, and in exchange for the electric utility not facing competition, the utility, which is a private firm, agreed to have the state regulate the rates that it charges consumers. So that's the role of North Carolina's Utilities Commission, is setting the rates that Duke Energy can charge to its ratepayers. So at CE3, what we're focusing on, trying to help stakeholders and policymakers understand, is there is more of an ability now to harness opportunities for competition to deliver those benefits. So that can be in terms of increasing opportunities for homeowners to install solar panels on their rooftops. So third-party leasing, for example, allowing other companies besides just the utility to install solar panels, own those solar panels, and the homeowner pays a fee, pays a lease for having those solar panels. So they don't need Duke Energy's permission to do that. Even though they're in Duke Energy's exclusive service territory, other companies are now providing power to end users. So that's a change.
Professor Munnist points to other innovations that can help home and business owners to cut down on their energy costs, such as the smart thermostat.
So there are multiple strategies out there, and I think that it's important for stakeholders that care about these kinds of things to understand that it's not just a choice of have competition, don't have competition, break up with the monopoly or not break up with the monopoly. There are a lot of other ways that we can harness competition, allow the utility to keep playing the role that it plays, allow the Utilities Commission to still have some oversight into how the electricity sector evolves into the future, and still achieve some of the environmental benefits and some of the affordability benefits that we expect out of the evolving electricity sector. So you can program that thermostat to control your energy usage, maybe use less energy because you're not heating or cooling your house when you're not there, even when you are using the power, using it at times when the electricity may be cheaper if we had time of use rates, for example, than when it's more expensive. So that's just one example of a number of these technological options that are available to consumers now, again, where you don't have to get permission to use them, but it does require the utility to react differently because we may be using power at different times during the day, or we may be using less power overall as a result. When we wake up in the morning, electricity demand goes up. When we come home in the afternoon in the summer here in North Carolina, electricity demand goes up because we're using our air conditioners. So these smart thermostats can actually help the utility by moving electricity demand to other parts of the day. So if electricity demand is going up in the afternoon, that means that the power provider either has to turn on more power plants or convince enough of us to turn off our air conditioners or turn off our large industrial facilities at that point during the day. And then power can be cheaper because we're not running as many power plants. It also means that if we're getting that power from fossil fuel fired generation, then if we're not turning on as many power plants, we're not emitting as many pollutants. So CE3 at UNC School of Law just released a policy brief in collaboration with the Nicholas Institute for Environmental Policy Solutions at Duke University that's focusing on exactly this issue. It's about harnessing competition in states that don't want to move away from monopoly utilities. So what are some of the options for doing so? How can states be more strategic about it rather than just simply saying, we want to increase consumer options for solar, or we want to increase consumer options for energy efficiency?
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.